Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Kansas still offering Chiefs a welcome mat. We have the story.
Americans gearing up for big holiday travel week. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police are investigating a shooting this morning in East Wichita. Just after 1 a.m., first responders were called to Pawnee and Rock. A man was hospitalized with serious injuries. Police began following a suspect vehicle northbound on Rock, and the male driver refused to stop.
After a chase, the car did wreck out, single vehicle, no injuries, and the suspect was taken into custody on that end.
That's Police Lieutenant James Hook. Still a chance the Chiefs could move to the Kansas side of Kansas City. Kansas lawmakers plan to meet July 7th to discuss the potential deadline extension for star bonds to fund at least one pro sports stadium on the western side of KC. Now, State Senator Ty Masterson says he called the meeting with the Legislative Coordinating Council after the council received a letter from the Chiefs president, Mark Donovan, requesting a deadline extension for star bonds, initially approved with a deadline of June 30th.
Two police officers in Milwaukee have been shot.
Police say the officers were responding to a report of a suspect with a weapon and shots fired. They say as officers approached, someone opened fire. Nicole Waldner is assistant police chief.
The officers were both struck and not able to return fire. Our first officer is a 29-year-old, and he is currently at the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The second officer, a 32-year-old, is at the hospital, and he remains in critical condition.
Police describing this as an ambush. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The summer travel season gets underway next week as Americans celebrate Independence Day next Friday. Sean Stewart from AAA Kansas tells KNSS News.
Here in Kansas, we're looking about 692,000 Kansans will be traveling. About 585,000 or 85% or so will be driving to their destination. And that's a 1.2% increase from last year.
AAA predicts that 72.2 Americans will travel more than 50 miles from home for the holiday. More than 85% of them will travel by highways, streets, on the roads.
The Trump administration continues to push back against a government report leaked to media outlets claiming that early findings suggested the U.S. strikes against Iran's nuclear sites only set their nuclear program back by a few months. Fox's Kevin Cork with more from the nation's capital.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt didn't mince words when she was asked about the so-called leaker. Jail, she says, is in order for the person or persons who broke the law by sharing an incomplete, uncorroborated assessment. And the Trump DOJ is prepared to do something about it. DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe each have confirmed that Iran's nuclear sites were destroyed. And rebuilding the three that were hit the hardest would likely take years.
And that the Pentagon also held a briefing yesterday to defend the effectiveness of the strikes.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Big boxing night in Wichita at Koch Arena, so we'll preview that coming up in sports.
A tense standoff shuts down a busy Texas highway. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport will be busy next week as Americans travel to celebrate Independence Day. Wichita Director of Airports Jesse Romo tells KNSS News the passenger count is up.
We had over 900,000 people in plane. That's getting on board. So when you're talking about in-planements, deplanements, that's a, kind of the language we use, you know, when you're looking at maybe transit. People call it ridership. But for us, in-planements, so in total, we had about 1.8 million people that came and gone from the airport last year in 24. That was a record year for us, too. We beat any pre-COVID numbers that we had.
Jesse Romo is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
A tense standoff shutting down a busy Texas highway yesterday.
It all began after authorities say a 64-year-old woman intentionally crashed into an 18-wheeler before pulling out a lawn chair and sitting down in the middle of I-45 armed with a revolver and refused to move. That sparked a five-hour negotiation. The woman, who has a history of mental illness, held the gun to her head as crisis teams worked to defuse the situation. It was her daughter's arrival that helped bring a peaceful end. No one was hurt. Officials say the woman will receive mental health treatment. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Love is not in the air for some residents of Venice as one of the world's richest men gets married.
Before the wedding bells, a less harmonious sound. The marriage of Amazon billionaire Jeff Bezos to Lauren Sanchez has brought stars like Oprah Winfrey, Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian to Venice. But it's not just A-listers. Protesters are out in force, drawing attention to over-tourism and the threat of climate-induced flooding, plus the effect of this huge event on everyday life. If you can rent Venice for your wedding, you can pay more tax, reads one enormous banner. Tourists like American Crystal Yoder are noticing the impact.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous, and I'm sorry that Venice has to go through that.
Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Did they check his references? A man tried to mow the lawn at a home in North Carolina, went above and beyond, not in a good way.
Landscaper Michael Brown is accused of throwing a wild party at a client's multi-million dollar home while they were on vacation. Union County Sheriff's Office said that they were called to the home in Weddington, a suburb of Charlotte, last Saturday after neighbors complained about noise and traffic. Police say Brown invited hundreds of people to the house and charged them an entry fee. They say he initially told them that the house belonged to his grandparents before finally admitting that the homeowners were away on vacation. Brown's charged with breaking and entering, second-degree trespassing, injury to real property, and obtaining property by false pretenses. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Right now in Wichita, we have a stalled out vehicle, and this is westbound on Kellogg at Washington Street. Got another one. This is eastbound, and it's right there at the ramp to I-135. And those traffic volumes really are starting to pick up, so we're starting to see some heavier traffic out there at the moment as well. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Happy Friday, Steve and Ted.
Hey,
well,
you
we've made it to the end of the week, and I understand we have another concert tonight in Andover. We have King Midas put on by the Odyssey Concert Series this summer. And we're looking at a really nice day coming up here in South Central Kansas, and also heading into the evening. We'll have a 6 o'clock temperature of 87. By 10 o'clock, we'll be down to 79. Radar does show some thunderstorms out there this morning. If you're headed south out of Wichita, you're going to run into some of that heavy rainfall down around Wellington. Nothing severe, but you know what? We're fortunate because we're in close proximity to some of these storms. And that's going to help to keep our temperature just a little bit cooler today. The high reaching 89. We'll have light southeasterly winds. Our low tonight down to around 70 degrees. And almost the entire weekend is without storms. 90 for a high tomorrow. We get up to 92 on Sunday. It's been kind of strange this month of June. Our hottest afternoon, 94 degrees. I feel like this is kind of a win this month without having all the extreme heat. But we do see some cooler temperatures coming up next week. Highs will be in the 80s, and there's a pretty good possibility we could see our next chance of storms coming into the area Sunday night, but it would be after any weekend activities. Right now in Wichita, we have a partly cloudy sky at 72. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Ross, we can see those clouds and lightning down to the south. It's not that far from Wichita. If you look out the back,
really
you can see it down there. Quite a display going on this morning.
Ted, yeah, it really is. Some heavy rain, but that's about it.
Yeah. All right. But nothing severe in our area right now, or nothing planned?
No, nothing severe. The closest we actually get to rain, there's a shower that's moving through Rose Hill, but that's kind of going off to the northeast.
Yeah.
So unless there's some drastic change, which Lord knows has happened before.
But are you saying, the weather in Kansas could change abruptly?
You know what? I think it can. I think I've seen that before.
There you go. Well, usually this time of year, by this time of year, we've hit 100, but we haven't even really come close this year.
No, and just kind of glancing ahead, it's not going to happen next week. And earlier this week, we had talked about the second week in July, of course, after the 4th of July. Yep. And new data this morning says we're not hitting 100 degrees there either. So we'll see. But the next couple of weeks, I think we escape the triple-digit mark, and I'm okay with that.
Very good. We won't hold you to it, but there you go. Thanks, Ross. Have a good one. We'll see you back here on Monday morning. Ross Jansen, chief meteorologist with the Storm Team 12, folks. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. 7:14 now on this Friday, June 27th. And it was on this date 46 years ago, 1979. Muhammad Ali announced that he was retiring as champion and that his retirement would be final. However, he returned to the ring in October of 1980 to fight and lose to Larry Holmes. So he wasn't finished quite yet.
Wasn't finished yet.
Must have needed some cash or something to get back in a ring. You said we got a big boxing card going in. When is that, tonight or
tonight?
At
Coke Arena.
Coke Arena. Well, it's not one of those things where they go into a cage and start biting each other and kicking
their
face.
No, this is boxing.
This is real boxing then. Okay. Pugilism. All right. Had a birthday today, and this person passed away in 2004. But for those of us who are baby boomers, this is a significant birthday. Bob Keeshan's birthday. He was born in 1927, died in 2004. Bob Keeshan is
Captain Kangaroo.
That's right. Captain Kangaroo. Every morning when I was a little kid, to get up and
watch
staple
of morning television.
Oh, yeah. He had was on that show. Of course, he was some sort of a train engineer or something, I believe, Captain Kangaroo. He had that funny outfit on. It was blue with great big pockets. And you had the farmer. What was his name? Mr. Green Jeans.
Never missed it.
And you had Bunny Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Was always
great characters.
A little rabbit who wore glasses. And you had the grandfather who was a clock.
Mr. Moose.
Mr. Moose. I forgot Mr. Moose. Wow. What a show. Bob Keeshan actually was, he had served in the United States Marine Corps. And he was a member of the Clown Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Captain Kangaroo. This would have been, I don't know what birth. He was born in 27. All right, that's a big birthday today, and as I said, if you look out, don't look now if you're driving, but if you're headed south, you can see that pretty spectacular display we're seeing down south this morning. 7:16, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward.
Well, as you were just talking about, the big boxing event tonight at Coke Arena on the campus of Wichita State, and it's being branded as Legacy Reloaded. That's the main event.
Yeah.
And it features former heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder, 43-4-1, 42 KOs in his career for the Bronze Bomber. And after a year off, he is back in the ring tonight in Wichita as a scheduled 10-round bout in the main event for the former heavyweight champ. And the main card starts at 7 o'clock tonight. There are 10 fights on the undercard. And one of those is a featured bout featuring a hometown hero, Olympic medalist from Wichita, Nico Hernandez, undefeated in his professional career at 11-0. He's got a 6-round fight coming up tonight in the super flyweight division. So got a lot of good action tonight. You got Nico Hernandez fighting, and you've got the main event with the former heavyweight champ, Deontay Wilder. That main event starts sometime around 10 o'clock tonight. And the main card, of course, starts at 7 o'clock tonight at Coke Arena. So we got a lot of boxing tonight. Should be a big night here in Wichita for boxing at Coke Arena on the Wichita State campus. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge in first place and playing great here in the second half. Another win over the first half champ Springfield Cardinals. Wichita 5-0 last night downtown at Equity Bank Park. 7 straight wins at home for the Surge. And they just continue to beat teams and get in the win column. 3,000 at the game last night. 7th shutout for Wichita pitching on the season. In fact, the starting pitcher was C.J. Culpepper, he went 4 scoreless innings. He's now made 3 starts for the Wind Surge, and he has a 0.8 earned run average. So, Surge keeps winning.
Yeah.
Surge 3-0 now atop the division in the second half, and 3 more games against Springfield this weekend. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon downtown at Equity Bank Park. Tonight is no place like home plate night. Encouraging fans to come dressed as their favorite characters from Wicked or The Wizard of Oz and post-game fireworks. So Surge playing some good baseball right now. I wish I had better news for the Kansas City Royals, who were in action yesterday afternoon, closing out a three-game set with the second-place Tampa Bay Rays, and kind of more of the same. Royals lose to the Rays 4-0.
It winds up as a Royals series in which the Royals are held to one total run on 12 total hits and shut out in back-to-back games.
And a tip of the cap to their starting pitcher, Boz, who went eight innings, and very impressive innings they were, even though the Royals are slumping offensively. Boz was in total and complete command, so he wins his eighth. The Royals go down and now face the Dodgers.
Yeah, next up on one of the elite teams in the majors, the Dodgers come into town. They'll take on the Royals at Kauffman Stadium Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can hear all those games live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. In the last two games now, the bottom five hitters in the Royals lineup have combined to go 0 for 29. So the guys at the top of the order are trying to get on base, but there's just nothing after that.
Yikes.
10 straight losses at home for the Royals. They have not won a home game in the month of June. So it's not going well right now for the Royals, as they'll play the Dodgers starting tonight. And a happy birthday today to former KU football coach Terry Allen. He's 68 years old today. He was the coach at KU from 1997 through 2001. Only got 20 wins in those five seasons. Never had a winning record. His best year was his first year at KU, 5-6, but never could get a winning record at KU. He was a guy that came out of Northern Iowa, where he had a great run. Twice got Northern Iowa to the Final Four. But then he couldn't get things done at Kansas, and then he had a long stint at Missouri State, and his best record there was only 6-5 a couple times. But he was head coach of the Jayhawks for a five-year stint in the late 90s into the 2000s. Former KU football coach Terry Allen. It's his birthday. He is 68 years old today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Would you like to stall for like 15 seconds?
Sure. It's 7:21, Steve and Ted. What? We have a great day for you here. It's high of 90 degrees. Got plenty of sunshine. Maybe get out, and if you can, if you don't have to work, get out and maybe play a little golf. But be careful out there. Make sure you're staying hydrated, drinking plenty of water, keeping yourself in good shape. And, Ted, welcome back.
Yes, I do need to remind you that sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, WBC, celebrating the 4th with $4 beers from July 2nd through July 6th at all three brew pubs. Hey, that's a great idea for entertaining out-of-town visitors, too. Yeah, Wichita Brewing Company. Remember, $4 beers, July 2nd through the 6th. Also brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, proud to serve veterans that served our nation. And that's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Coming up, House Call for Health. Social media may influence the teen in your life to use cannabis or e-cigarettes. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Friday morning, partly cloudy now, and 70 degrees. President Trump wants Republicans to send him the one big beautiful bill by the end of next week.
Call your senators, call your congressmen. We have to get the vote.
President Trump relied on the stories of everyday Americans the White House says will directly benefit from the One Big Beautiful Bill as he pressed Congress to meet a July 4th deadline to pass the sweeping legislation.
We'll deliver a record tax cut, a record spending cut, a record investment in border security.
Senate Republicans are still crafting changes to the One Big Beautiful Bill approved by the House. The Senate parliamentarian has stripped some key Medicaid provisions from the measure that could delay Senate votes leaders hope to begin this week. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
AAA Motor Club predicts millions of Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more from home, celebrating Independence Day a week from today. More than 85% of those travelers will be on the roads and highways. Sean Stewart from AAA Kansas tells KNSS News, it's a good idea to get your vehicle checked out before hitting the road.
Overall, throughout the summer, so June, July, and August last year, just in Kansas, we responded to nearly 21,000 calls for roadside service.
Stewart says the majority of those service calls are for tire and battery problems.
Salina police say an 87-year-old man shot and killed himself in a waiting room Thursday morning at Salina Regional Hospital. Officials say after the man checked in, he took out a handgun and shot himself. The waiting room was empty at the time, and no one else was injured.
A woman charged in the death of a teenager last spring pleading not guilty. 42-year-old Tricia Greer is charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of 18-year-old Bethany Leggio. The teen was at a roadside near Hoover and 55th South when another teen had died in a crash a few days earlier when she was hit by a car, allegedly driven by Greer. Trial set for September 29th.
The Pentagon held a briefing Thursday to defend the damage done to Iran from the U.S.'s bunker buster bombs. Fox's Chandley Painter reports.
The Pentagon doubling down on the effectiveness of U.S. strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities after a leaked intelligence report suggested otherwise, saying the strikes were years in the making. Days before the attack, images of trucks outside Fordo suggested the highly enriched uranium had been moved. After the briefing, President Trump took to Truth Social saying, quote, the cars and small trucks at the site were those of concrete workers trying to cover up the top of the shafts. Nothing was taken out of the facility. Would take too long, too dangerous, and very heavy and hard to move.
A government report leaked to media outlets claimed the U.S. strikes only set Iran's nuclear program back by a few months.
A former camp counselor has been arrested, accused of threatening to go on a Columbine-like shooting spree.
A former counselor at a Christian summer camp north of Houston in Polk County has been busted, allegedly for threatening to commit a mass shooting. Mario Bernal was fired from the camp after locking children in a hot room as a form of discipline. Soon after, a witness reported he made disturbing statements. They reported to officials that Bernal threatened the children at Camp Cho Ye, saying he would create the next Columbine shooting, referring to one of the deadliest mass school shootings in U.S. history. Bernal's been charged with terror threat impeding public service. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, happy Friday. We're kicking off this morning warm and muggy, but expect hot and humid conditions to continue this afternoon. A high of 89, feeling more like the upper 90s with the heat index. Partly cloudy skies, but can't rule out a pop-up stray thunderstorm in the area. But overall, dry forecast heading into the weekend. Could see similar conditions into Saturday, but a high of 92 degrees with those partly cloudy skies. Stray thunderstorm, but better chances of storms looks to arrive Sunday night with a cold front that'll drop our highs into the upper 80s next week. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 5 miles per hour, 70 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And a radar showing a picture, if you can imagine this, it's an area of showers that is a long line going down into Oklahoma. Now, it kind of crosses the border around, 35 going south into Oklahoma, come right up across the border. Now it's moving to the northeast, and it's parallel to the turnpike. So it's staying east of Wichita, staying east of Emporia, then headed on up that way. So interesting. We got some rain in the area, but most of it to the south. And again, we've seen some pretty interesting lightning out there this morning with that shower to the south. Today is July 27th on this date in 1950. North Korean troops reached Seoul, causing the UN to ask member states to aid South Korea. And Harry Truman, President of the United States, ordered the U.S. Air Force and Navy into the Korean conflict, which eventually would put a number of Army personnel in there, as well as the Marines. The Marines really took charge there at one point. So the Korean War, pretty much forgotten.
Yep, just 5 years after World War II, we were back at war again.
Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita, 89, and the normal high is 91. Yesterday, my wife and I, after I got off work, Ted, we had some things to do, and we decided we would dine out at the Homegrown West restaurant.
Yep.
Eggs Benedict Florentine is what I always get.
Oh.
They were outstanding.
You're a favorite.
They were yummy. Always good.
Very nice.
Steve and Ted here on KNSS. According to a new report, it takes parents 2.5 days to recover from traveling with the family.
Yeah, got to have some recovery time. It's very stressful.
Specifically, 2.4 days, which is 2 days, 9 hours, and 36 minutes. for exhausted parents, that may matter. And 71% of parents say they do need another vacation to recover from their vacation.
Right.
So you got to put one on top of the other, I guess.
You're exhausted when you get done with your vacation.
If you're traveling with kids, the key is not make things harder on yourself. 30% of parents say bribing kids with treats is fair game. If you'll be quiet, I'll give you a candy bar.
Of course. Sure. That's the whole deal.
Worked with me when I was growing up. 28% said buying toys and mid-trip helps keep the kids under control.
Something new to play with.
Yeah. 26% report to unlimited screen time. Because they didn't have that when we were kids.
No, but that's the thing now. Look at kids in the car, and they're all in the back seat, and they're all on their devices.
There you go. So, a Maryland woman using a set of numbers from her horoscope to win a $50,000 lottery prize. Again, this is in Maryland. The Laurel resident told Maryland lottery officials her horoscope gave her the lucky numbers 25569, which she decided to use to play pick five. And sure enough, she won.
It worked.
$50,000. Mm. Woman said she plans for her winnings and doesn't intend to stop playing the lottery.
Boom.
She has plans for it. Yeah, she knows what she's going to do. Steve's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. Yes, next week, late in the week on Friday, 4th of July is going to be here. So it'll be a four-day work week for some folks. And I got a few facts about the 4th to share with you this morning. $8.9 billion. $8.9 billion. And that's the amount Americans plan to spend on the 4th of July food.
That's just food.
Yeah, that's food. $8.9 billion. I don't know what that breaks down to an individual, but how about 150 million? That's the number of hot dogs eaten each year on the 4th of July.
Mm.
Hot dogs.
Great
day
for hot dogs. A lot of wieners.
Yeah. Great day for hot dogs.
I love a good wiener.
There you go. $2.8 billion. Estimated amount spent on fireworks in 2024. Huh. Almost $3 billion. Mm.
It's a big spender.
66% of fireworks injuries occur within a month of July 4th.
Well, that's it? Ought to be higher than that.
Yeah. $4.7 million. Value of American flags imported annually.
From other nations.
Yeah.
Who make our flag.
More than $4.5 million. And $72.2 million, of course, the number of people who will travel 50-plus miles from home for the 4th of July. It's a figure that, excuse me, AAA is using. That's $72.2 million. All right, you can buy your fireworks in Wichita today and other cities, of course, but officially you can start at 10 o'clock, you think?
10 o'clock this morning, yeah.
10 o'clock this morning.
A couple hours.
You can begin firing off your fireworks.
Start shooting them off.
Shooting them off. And
if you wish.
Yeah. And if
not sure why you want to shoot them off at 10:30 in the morning on Friday.
Well, if you're
June 27th.
11 years old, you don't have a job and don't have any place to be and mom's giving you some money, I guess that would be good. I was just trying to think of some 4th of July memories I have. I don't have many, but fireworks were huge to us when we were kids. I don't know why, but it was a fun deal.
Sure.
And by the way, somebody's going to annoy you with their fireworks and so forth. You need to call. Don't call 911. Don't trouble them. Don't clog up that line. Call the special non-emergency complaint line they have every year at this time, and that number is 290-1011. 290-1011. And let's see. So you can. You know, we always talk about, at least we have in the past, talk about something that we always thought when I was growing up, it was promoted as something the kids could do that didn't require a lot of brains or you didn't have to light a fuse, and that was sparklers. And those things from put a little iron, what is it, a little rod, a little mm-hmm. piece of wire
yep.
with enough gunk on the end of it to make some, you know, at night and the patterns and everything, but but the end of it was about 9 million degrees.
Mm-hmm.
We got rid of it. I always had a bucket of water there. My dad said, I'm throwing it in the water. Yeah, be careful. Throw it in the water. But that is about the hottest firecracker or firework you can get. And we give them to the smallest.
And it's one that you hold. Yeah. It's one that you hold in your hand.
You wave this around. Oh, well.
In front of your face.
Do they still do snakes?
I would hope so.
You know, those things with
my dad loved those.
Why?
I don't know, but he did.
Okay.
I always thought they were kind of boring.
It's a little black pellet. Mm-hmm. You light it, and it just kind of, it's like a snake coming out of the pellet. It's like a big worm goes around in circles, and pretty soon it blows away. And that's it.
I'm not entirely sure currently, but I know that snakes were actually made illegal for a time being.
Kids were eating them or something, huh?
That is correct.
Don't eat your fireworks. That's another safety tip for you. All right, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, 741. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update on the way. A new hotel plan for West Wichita. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 746 on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Big holiday travel week ahead. AAA estimates 72 million Americans are going somewhere for the 4th.
Two.
Trump administration pushing back on assessment on the damage done in that airstrike on Iran.
One.
Kansas still trying to woo the Chiefs from Missouri to the Kansas side of the city. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic volumes getting heavy here and there, but really not too bad at the moment, although we do have quite a bit of a slowdown on the Kansas Turnpike. And this is southbound on the Turnpike, and it's just past the Webb Road exit. So just past the Webb Road exit, seeing some fairly heavy traffic on the Turnpike. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 90 degrees. 10% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 71. For Saturday, mostly sunny. 10% chance for rain tomorrow and a high of 92. Now for Sunday, mostly sunny and 94 degrees on Sunday for a high. Now, partly cloudy, south wind at 5 miles per hour. 70 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And our weather is brought to you by the Monarch, 579 West Douglas. Live music every Friday and Saturday starting at 8 p.m. That's tonight and tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas at the roundabout in historic Delano. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and coming up Sunday night at 7 o'clock, The John Whitmer Show here on KNSS, and John is with us this morning to give us a preview of the show this week. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's getting hot enough that now is actually a good time to go down to the Monarch and have a drink.
Yeah.
Well, perfect time to escape.
The Chiefs have been asked if they could extend the deadline on that. On the star bonds, but and the Chiefs are asking the Kansas guys to do this. I wonder if they're just trying to tickle the guys in Missouri and say, hey, we're not done. You know, we could get a better deal. I wonder, is it a bargaining stamp?
It's possible. I talked to some of my former colleagues on that. Actually, they were a number of them were kind of concerned that they were being used as a negotiating ploy, but I actually talked to the Senate president the other day, and he said no, they truly believe that there's a genuine interest by the Chiefs in relocating. And if you look at the measure that the Missouri legislature passed, they gave Missouri's offering up to 50% basically of the construction cost. The Kansas bill is up to 70% of the construction cost. So it's actually a better deal if the Chiefs or Royals were to move to Kansas. You know, 20% more of your cost is covered. So we'll see. Ty Masterson in his statement, he said that they believe that it's a legitimate, offer by the Chiefs. They just need a little more time to consider all their options. We'll see what happens to it. Conversely, the Chiefs did have an option on some land in Kansas, and they did allow those options to expire. So what does that mean? Who knows? I've reached out to the speaker, and we'll see if we can get him on the show Sunday to talk about this Sunday night.
Of course, Kansas City has been one of the smallest media markets in Major League Sports for years as far as a media market. It's a small market, but you got to look at those teams like the Chiefs and the Royals. I've always looked at them as a regional team drawing fans from four states there, basically, That'd be Missouri, Kansas, yeah. Nebraska, Iowa, maybe some. So you know, I don't see anything geographically wrong with going to the Kansas side if they can get a better deal.
And both teams have committed to staying in the region. You know, if the Royals move, they may move to downtown Kansas City, Missouri. If the Chiefs move, they'll move, you know, maybe over to, you know, where the racetrack is, which would be technically in Kansas. But either way, they're still within the same general region. So, but the economic impact to the state of Kansas to have the Chiefs in Kansas would be significant. So, either way, I think this will play out within probably, we should know something, if I had to guess, within the next 6 to 9 months.
Yeah.
And you got Chiefs fan could be big.
Good to get the big NASCAR track up there. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Yep. A lot of fun stuff on the Kansas side. Listen, John, thanks for being with us. And we will check you out Sunday night, 7 o'clock, right here on KNSS, the John Whitmer Show. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. And Karen Reed was found not guilty of killing her then boyfriend. Jurors are calling on the FBI to take action.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Earlier this month, Karen Reed was found not guilty of killing her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe. And now the jury foreman in the retrial is calling on the FBI to take a look into his death. Juror number one, who asked to remain anonymous, told the Boston Herald multiple jurors feel the FBI should do its own investigation, saying there are a lot of holes that need to be filled, particularly what went on in the house, and that, quote, no one local should be involved in the investigation. Prosecutors accused Reed of backing into John O'Keefe, her boyfriend of 2 years, and leaving him to freeze and die on the front yard of the Canton, Massachusetts home where the pair was supposed to continue a night out. Reed's defense team maintained during the trial that Reed never hit O'Keefe and drove off after he entered the home, blaming his injuries on an altercation with the other men, mostly law enforcement officers, that were at the after party. Reed was convicted on a DUI charge. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
An especially good day for a few tech stocks on Wall Street Thursday.
Stocks ending higher on easing Middle East tensions. Markets were also being lifted by upbeat news on the economic front. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the biggest gainer while consumer staples lagged. Shares of the Magnificent Seven tech stocks were mostly higher, and shares of AI darling NVIDIA rose 0.5% for another record high. On Wednesday, the chipmaker and AI darling regained the crown as the world's largest company by market value, surpassing Microsoft. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Sherwin-Williams, and Walmart. The Dow rising 404 points, the Nasdaq up 194, S&P 500 up 49. Hillary Bob Barsky, Fox News.
And a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Slauson, Inc. is getting ready to expand a new market square with the addition of a hotel to the Northwest Wichita Shopping Center. Work is set to start this fall on a new Town Place Suites by Marriott extended stay hotel featuring 88 keys near the intersection of Mays Road and 21st Street, just north of the Walmart Supercenter. Other amenities in the three-story hotel include continental breakfast, fitness center, guest laundry, kitchenette in each room. The goal is to open the hotel in time for the holidays at the end of 2026. The new Town Place Suites Hotel comes as the shopping center experiences strong demand from both retailers and shoppers. First of several new development phases in the works for New Market Square.
It wasn't long after Nomadics opened an office at Groover Labs that CEO Paul McGuire knew Wichita would be the site of his company's future headquarters. The planned move to the AI-driven defense and cybersecurity company has been 2 years in the making. McGuire told the Wichita Business Journal, as the cost of living climbs in Washington, D.C. area, finding talent has proven more difficult for the Herndon, Virginia-based company. Headquarters move was a contest between offices in Lawton, Oklahoma, Round Rock, Texas, and Wichita. The board voted on where to move the company. It was unanimous for Wichita.
While Raising Cane's has grabbed the headlines, another franchise chicken restaurant opened its doors in Wichita this week as well. The Texas-based Golden Chick, with 240 locations across the U.S., opened Wednesday near the southwest corner of Harry and Webb, first in Wichita and the first in Kansas, too. The newly built restaurant is at 1705 South Webb. It's between a Taco Bell and an O'Reilly Auto Parts. Golden Chick was founded in 1967, serves a menu of chicken tenders, chicken sandwiches, wings, and roasted chicken, along with yeast rolls, fried okra, and other Southern-inspired sides. The restaurants offer dine-in, drive-through, catering, and third-party delivery service. And that is local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. I do want to mention one more time, of course, our sports is sponsored by Wichita Brewing Company, and WBC is celebrating the 4th with $4 beers from July 2nd through July 6th at all three of its brew pubs.
All right.
Hey, fantastic idea if you want to entertain out-of-town visitors during the holiday weekend. Wichita Brewing Company, $4 beers, July 2nd through the 6th.
Today is Drive Your Corvette to Work Day, celebrated on the Friday that is closest to June 30th, the day the first Corvette was produced. This year it falls on June 27th. The first 300 Corvettes were all polo white convertibles with black canvas tops and red interiors and produced at the facility in Flint. And since then, millions of Corvettes have been produced. This day is perfect to travel in style to work in your precious Corvette. If you own one, I do not. In fact, I've only been in a Corvette a couple of times, but I remember as a young kid on the west side of town, working in a service station, our mechanic, somebody brought in, I believe it was a 63 Corvette convertible. And Bob, the mechanic, he did a little tune-up on the carburetor or something. And he says, Steve, why don't you take that out and drive around a little bit and see how it's running. Of course, this thing, a 327 and, you know, a nice floor shift. And I said, all right, Bob. And I took that thing out, and I don't want to go into the specifics, but that was about the funnest drive I ever had.
I'll bet.
Remember this, that story in Ferris Bueller's Day Off where the where the attendant got a hold of the car? Well, it wasn't quite that bad, but I wanted to see if that how it would do in second gear if you just stepped on it. Oh, but I'll tell you, it was great. A beautiful little car. Beautiful car. But it is Drive Your Corvette to Work Day if you got one. And then everybody can ding it with their car doors, right? Steve and Ted here, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on a Friday. We've got some great stuff planned for you this morning. We have the latest on a shooting in East Wichita. I'm going to tell you about that. Kansas still has a welcome mat out for the Chiefs. We'll have that for you as well. Ted's going to look at sports, as always, right, Ted?
Yeah, another historic race for Jim Ryan back in the day that we'll talk about coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. We got the blur on the way.
All your entertainment news is coming at 8:35 this morning. Don't miss it.
And we have your weekend traffic and weather. 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.